Welcome to The Buyer's Desk, your weekly resource for all things natural food retail. Each month starts with a deep dive into SPINS data, spotlighting growth trends and key industry insights. Then I'll bring you conversations with industry leaders and highlight brands making waves in the natural channel. We'll wrap up each month with actionable strategies, collaborative discussions, and tactical tips to help you thrive. This season is packed with fresh perspectives, big ideas, and everything you need to stay informed in natural food retail. Hi, and welcome back to The Buyer's Desk. It's Angela, and I am very excited to be joined today by The Buyer's Desk's new co-host, Pat Sheridan, CEO of Infra. Pat, how's it going?
It's going great, Angela. Thanks for welcoming me. I'm also very excited to be here.
Yeah, you know, and I couldn't have picked a more phenomenal co-host. So I was incredibly excited when you decided that you would want to do this with me. I think that your background and the macro view that you bring to the industry is going to be invaluable here on The Buyer's Desk. But I would love to ground today and just letting our listeners get a little peek of who you are and kind of a little bit of what they can expect as you storytell us through guests and other industry insights. Can we just start a little bit with tell me about your journey to Infra?
Sure, I'd love to do that. You know, many people know this. I came to Infra as an industry outsider, some would say. My background is as a CPA who spent many years in business. I'll put that in quotes, in a variety of industries. I did touch on the natural and organic food industry. At one point, I was CFO of a small public company, and we acquired an organic grain milling brokerage here in St. Paul. And that's where I was first introduced to the industry. And the owner of that company, Britt Eustace, became a close friend. And I really was introduced to the business of organic foods and really intrigued. But I had spent a lot of time working on mergers and acquisitions for medium-sized companies, very large companies. And while I enjoyed that work, I discovered that the industries that I worked in didn't necessarily, you know, make life better for people or the planet. And when I had the opportunity to join Infra, I spent probably 3 months over four meetings that started with a casual conversation over coffee and then breakfast, and then a couple of long walks with Karine Schindelar, the founding CEO of Infra, and really getting to know who Infra was and her background. And I got excited about the potential. And it really became an opportunity for me to come on board to Infra as CFO and COO. And it turned into this opportunity. And I tell this story at a board meeting at the Natural Factors company headquarters in Washington State. And Terry Brett, the owner of Kimberton Whole Foods, and I, we call it the walk around the lake at that time many years ago. And we took a break at the board meeting and we walked around a small pond across the street. And one of the things I said to Terry is he asked me how I liked Infra in the industry. And I said to him, I said, you know, I have never worked in an industry where everybody is nice. And he nodded and he said, and he smiled and he said, well, not everybody. He said, but you're right, almost everybody. And we chuckled, but I think that's the differentiator. And that's how I landed at Infra. And then fast forward 8 years later, I've spent the last almost 7 years as CEO and growing our community and loving every minute of it.
you know, you call yourself an outsider, but what I did think was also really interesting is your background in mergers and acquisitions is so pertinent to even if we were just to look at the brand side today, consolidation in the marketplace, those types of factors that affect retailers day to day, like love to feel like you have that background that could provide that insight. But also additionally, I love that you highlighted that we are a nice, like the natural grocery world is full of really nice people. It feels like an interesting gross simplification, even though we're both sitting in the Midwest, but it's so true.
It is true. And it's relevant. It actually, in these times, it's relevant. I'm not a native Minnesotan, but I have lived here for 36 years, and in these times living in the Twin Cities, more relevant than ever, thinking about the true niceties or the neighborliness of human beings. And our industry is like that too, just like the people here in the Twin Cities. So,
well, and I do think that from a business trajectory perspective, we are valuing the way that humans show up more across industry. But, you know, we have this really unique position at Infra where we have a lot of members that are opening grocery stores or have opened a grocery store that do not have a business background, that really genuinely feel like, you know, I want to feed my community the right, the healthy, the best food possible, at least make sure that they have access. And so there is a piece of you having a really strong business background that has really complemented so many of our member journeys. And I just wanted to call that out and say that I appreciate that as part of your background so much. And I'm sure that so many of our members have benefited from your experience.
Well, thanks for saying that. I do. Post-pandemic has been some of the most profitable times for our members, and it's also given a lot of our members the opportunity to retire and sell their stores, and it's given a lot of our members the opportunity to open new stores, and many of them have taken advantage of my background and where I can, I offer advice or help them find a partner. So it's been really fun.
No, yeah. You know, I think every grocer can appreciate the value of diversification. We think about it when we think about the shelf, you know, like what, how can we make sure that we have something here for every customer? But I think on a lot of levels, you bring also a voice to Infra that's not just, you know, you called yourself an outsider. So I just want to say that I think that it is amazing that we have people that work here that do not have grocery backgrounds, because there are definitely blinders that you have, you know, solely working in this industry, which I speak from my own blind spot experience, you know, get very myopic about the way to do things. I've learned so much from interacting with our members, just the way that different people decide to operate, the way that different people look at margin and labor. And so just wanted one more time to say that background appreciated, no need to call yourself an outsider. And really also coming from that lens of maybe you did hear the episode where our colleague Michelle Lampa and I talked about whether or not it is best in grocery to have a grocery background if you want to be a leader. And we ended up pretty much deciding that no, leadership is leadership and that grocery experience can have a lot of value, but we value a lot of different perspectives. So I think it's going to be exciting to hear how you know, have a different point of view as we bring in different guests, which is going to lead me to my next question. You know, Infra podcast wise, do you have any favorites, any standouts, anything that really made you want to join the team?
I go back to my early days at Infra and think about our old offices, and folks sat in kind of one large room, and I would walk through and listen to conversations. And there were some really fun and fascinating conversations. I won't call out names, but there are a couple of folks that I would say you guys should have a podcast, because they were fascinating conversations about, you know, what goes on in a grocery store, or how they were serving our members. And they would laugh. And, you know, there were two folks who were more particularly shy, maybe, who would say, like, no, I could never do a podcast. And I kept saying to people at Infra, we should have a podcast. We have so much value in this room of 35 people at that time. And Nobody took the hint. Nobody took the hint. And at some point, and you remember this, Angela, you mentioned to me that Chris came to you and said, hey, I have this idea for a podcast. And you came to me and said, hey, somebody has an idea for a podcast. And I think before you had a chance to tell me how much it was going to cost and you know what the idea was, I said, it's approved. And you were like, wait, I haven't told you anything. And I knew we had the ability because we have so many smart grocery people in this company, but we also have other smart people, right? We've hired smart technology people, people in human resources and in finance and all sorts of capabilities. And I knew we could do something great. And I've enjoyed all of the episodes of The Buyer's Desk, but some of the most fun that I've had is last year in our 20th anniversary is when the team came up with the Common Roots series, which was 20 of our members were featured on a series, kind of a spin-off series. And I really enjoyed those. If I had to say what were my favorites, it was all of the board members, because I have to say that. No, I'm just kidding. I really did enjoy all of those. Some of the stories I knew, although I got a deeper dive, and many I didn't. I feel like the members that I didn't know their stories, I got to know them better. And the ones I did know their stories, I got to know them better. So really a lot of fun just to hear them featured. And as you know, everybody loves to tell their story. For us to give them that opportunity was really a lot of fun.
Oh, and I totally agree. Common Roots was phenomenal. I love the member story piece. Absolutely. I think it's really interesting as we think about like looking at things with a marketing lens. You know, that's another place where I think that the Buyer's Desk and the Common Roots could be a really interesting and unique perspective on the grocery industry. Because, you know, we talk about marketing, we talk about brand stories and like, what was the impetus for this brand and this product that ends up on the shelf? And I think we took that like one bigger step backwards, which is like, wait, how'd the shelf get there? Who decided to put the store there and why? And it really was, an amazing and unique perspective on our industry. And we're going to continue to definitely bring the member story piece into the Buyer's Desk now that we've wrapped up those 20 episodes. And I actually imagine that you'd be hosting one of those this year, have the ability to ask some people some big questions about why they do the thing they do.
I like to do it in their stores. So yeah, I would love to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Like bringing in kind of a multimedia element to some of these would be fantastic. We've done a really great job, I think, capturing some more really specific member pictures, which I think members love to see what other members are doing in store. It, you know, gets you out of the thing that you look at every day. All right. So favorite Buyer's Desk episode and for podcast, what about favorite natural food product, like anything that you love to eat or anything that you would like to tell me about that you enjoy?
Well, you prepped me a little for this. I think it was favorite natural product. You didn't say food. So my response has to be the brand, the Good Collective. That's unfair because I had a hand in partnering with Sarah Super here and creating the Good Collective, our exclusive brand for IMPRA members. That's a plug and not intended to be a plug, but it is a plug. And of course I have to say that first. But other than that, actually one of the most fun things I did here at IMPRA, and I say that because I've enjoyed it so much, but I do get feedback from the team and all the brands are going to groan a little bit. But I had Matt Olson, one of our retail experts here who specializes in produce, a couple of years ago. I said, Matt, I want you to bring in, I want to have organic fruit available for the team every day here. And he said, well, what are my limits? And I said, there's no limits. I want to have organic fruit available for the team every day. And so Matt makes that available. And, you know, it's in season. And sometimes it's a little bit crazy and people get to experiment with fruits maybe they never had. And we we just have fresh fruit here every day. And that's one of my favorite things that is out there. I was just at the Kehi summer show. And so I think about products. I have two dogs now. So I've had a lot of fun with pet products. I think some of our members are good with pet products. And I think more of our members should get better now that I have two dogs because I had just got a puppy. And so here's where I'm going to name brands. Like Yellow Yak makes my dog Dublin's favorite treats to chew on. And now growing has been Portland Pet Foods. And they have these really great biscuits that both of my dogs love. And I will call out that at the Kehi show, and people who know me know that I mostly drink water and coffee. Those are my beverages of choice. And sometimes in the evening, I might have a cocktail. But other than that, I don't drink a lot of other beverages during the day, but I do try them at shows. And I drank a hydration beverage that's cacao water, and I was pleasantly surprised by it and actually felt like I might buy it. So I don't remember the brand name, but I think it's probably the only one. So people will know what it is. And I walked around and said to people, hey, have you tried that cacao water? Because it was pretty good.
I think acknowledging how incredible the produce departments of many natural grocery stores are inadvertently through your fresh fruit answer is a really great answer. There are so many things that make our members uniquely independent and natural. And I think one of them is definitely produce, definitely seasonality, and definitely the tolerance for complexity that allows you to bring in 17 different varieties of apple. I think that is a phenomenal answer. And agree on the pet front, everybody. You know, we looked at all that data for so long that said the millennial generation is just not having children as early or frequently as generations before them, but they were buying cats and dogs. And so treating that generation as someone where you can really double down on a phenomenal pet set makes perfect sense. And the data supports you. Nice to hear that your dogs are doing well. All right. So, I mean, really serious question here, Pat. Have you ever played the drinking game while listening to a Buyer's Desk episode where you take a drink every time I say, I love that?
I love that question.
Well, you know, it's totally fine. No need to admit to any amount of like drinking debauchery on, especially on your first episode.
Look, Angela, I grew up in grade school, high school, and early college in Wisconsin. So drinking games are embedded in my psyche and my being. So
yeah,
that is not one I believe I played, but there are many, many that I played and many that had to do with saying a phrase that was common. So,
well, I appreciate, even if it was just a gentle way for the infra staff to let me know that I overused that phrase, to let me know that there was the potential for a drinking game. But then I have to ask, just so we can pay attention to it a little bit this year, do you have any sense of phrases that you may overuse?
Yes. And you know these because we talked about it. And I didn't know I overused them and was told, just like you, maybe the infra staff told you in a gentle way, but my wife and brother weren't gentle about it when they told me, at least on one of them. But one of them, and I'm admitting this to the world here, is, and I'll say it the way I say it, wait a minute. That's one of them. And I think I use it less because I was notified of that about 5 or 6 years ago, or maybe seven. And then I became conscious of it. And the other one, which apparently I just recently learned, is the truth is. But I like that one. I was told, and I told you this, by my wife, who is a professor and teaches leadership, that it's an influencer statement. So I guess I'm an influencer. Not that kind of influencer, though. It's an influential statement. But the truth is, Angela, that I say, wait a minute, quite a bit. So those are the two. And I guess we can use AI to, a year from now, listen to the podcast and say how much I say, wait a minute, and the truth is.
I mean, I wish I had something better, but I love that. I really do. I love a lot of things, but I feel totally great about doing that here on the podcast. I'm mostly responding to, you know, interesting things that people say and, you know, insights that they bring to the table. So yeah, I think the truth is that will work just great. Well, I am very much looking forward to getting some of your interviews scheduled and out there for the public. But when I asked you to come on this podcast today and make sure that we introduce you fully to our listening audience, was there anything at all that we did not talk about that you want to make sure we get in here?
Well, you know me, I like to talk about Infra's growth, and I think it's important. Next week, we're having our 2025 wrap-up board meeting in Austin, Texas, where the board's going to approve several more members. And I'm excited. It's a milestone. We are going to surpass 400 members. And so by the time this podcast is out, we'll be over 400 members. And I believe at about 660 locations. And maybe a little above $3.4 billion in representative sales. So I'm really excited about that. Infra's been on, you know, executing on a growth strategy since I took the CEO role, and we're going to keep doing it. So that's kind of our, I guess it's a mantra, if you will. It's a very purposeful growth, and it's very focused on keeping our community focused on organic, natural, and their communities. And I guess I just wanted to say that so that the folks who listen to the podcast understand that we're going to continue on this same path and that we're excited to do it.
Amazing. I really look forward to working with you on this project. I'm very excited to hear some upcoming interviews and just really appreciate you joining me on this journey as we make sure that our members have access to interesting information, insights, thoughts on growth, and basically, you know, all the things that we've been doing this time, but adding your perspective is going to be fantastic. Stay tuned next week as Jim Olson and our category management team does a little deep dive into the data. Thanks for listening and see you next time. As we wrap up this episode of The Buyer's Desk, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks to the incredible Infra staff contributors, dedicated independent retailers, and visionary natural food brands and business partners that made this episode possible. Stay tuned for more inspiring insights and stories in the world of natural food retail. Until next time, thank you for your support. Angela Bozo, co-host and administrator.
Kim Rout, executive producer and segment contributor.
Jim Olson, Spin's segment manager.
Austin Hinkle, audio engineer.
Sarah Super, wellness strategist.
Madeline Ware, marketing writer, editor, and digital manager.
Haley Craig, audio engineer and segment contributor.
Raina Kittredge, segment contributor.
Bella Sislo, outreach manager and segment contributor.